On August 13th, Mohammed Atta flew from Washington to Las Vegas on a Boeing 757, his second surveillance flight. The same day, Hanjour and Al-Hazmi flew from Dulles to Las Vegas via Los Angeles. Though it is unclear whether they met up with Atta or others in Las Vegas, FBI Director Robert Mueller testified to the joint inquiry that Al-Hazmi and Atta were now meeting regularly. Also interestingly, Hanjour and Al-Hazmi returned from Las Vegas to Baltimore with a layover in Minneapolis, an unlikely itinerary, except that Minnesota was where Zacharias Moussaoui had started flight lessons the day before. It is not known whether they met up with Moussaoui, but their pattern of travel was beginning to indicate that the terrorists were linking up with one another as they finalized their plans. Had intelligence officials been observing any one of the conspirators during this crucial period, they might have opened a window onto the plot. On August 25th, hijacker Ziad Jarrah, the man who would take the controls of United Airlines Flight 93, the only flight not to hit a building, purchased a global positioning device. Also in late August, Al-Midar and Al-Hazmi signed on to Travelocity.com to order tickets for United Flight 77 from Dulles. In placing those orders, they would have viewed a screen showing a seating diagram and allowing them to choose their seat assignments on the Boeing jet they would eventually hijack. Meanwhile, in Paterson, New Jersey, Majed Moked and Hani Hanjour went to the ATS travel agency to buy Hanjour a seat on American Airlines Flight 77, but Visa declined to approve the transaction. The pair returned later and purchased the tickets with $1,842 in cash. Moked, doing the talking for the two, asked that Hanjour be seated as far forward as possible. Hanjour was assigned first class seat 1B near the cockpit. On Saturday, September 8th, Fayez Ahmed, accompanied by another